That should have been a clue, but I was too young to pick up on it.
Pick up on what? He interrupted.
You'll see, she said.
He rolled his eyes.
When I was 12, Mom sent me to 7-Eleven to get her a bottle of dinner. I knew they wouldn't sell me liquor, but she gave me candy money, too. So, who was I to argue? When I got there, the place was being robbed. We lived in a pretty crappy neighborhood. It wasn't that uncommon. A guy in a mask had the owner down on the floor, holding a shotgun to his head. The robber looked at me, then went back to threatening the shopkeeper. I said, "Hey, mind if I take some booze?" He just said, "Whatever." So I did. And some candy, too. Then I left.
"Huh," he said. "You're lucky he didn't shoot you or take you hostage." Still not seeing a superpower.
"Hush," she said. "When I was 14, I was in the best clique. No angst-filled high school years for me. I ended up friends with the most popular girls in school and dated the popular boys. It was awesome. Kids all over that school would have given anything to be in that group. You know what I did to get in? I sat at their table. Just, you know, at lunchtime. I sat at their table and nobody told me not to. Eventually, they started talking to me and got to like me. That sort of thing. Anyone else who got within a mile of the table got extreme bitch treatment if they were a girl, or massive wedgies if they were a boy."
"So," he said, folding his arms, "your superpower is to be popular?"
"Don't be an ass," she said. "Anyway, in high school, I wasn't the Virgin Mary, you know. Around 16, I started having my share of fun with the popular boys. Nothing outrageous. But a string of boyfriends during my junior and senior years. One time, I was with my boyfriend when his mom came home, unexpectedly. I should point out, she was a hardcore Christian who thought her boy was a perfect angel. We were busy when she got home, so we didn't notice till she opened the bedroom door. All we had time to do was throw a blanket over ourselves. There we were, both of us in his bed, staring back at her. Know what she did? She told us she'd gotten Chinese takeout and headed back downstairs. Weirdest experience of my life up to that point."
"She probably didn't know how to react," he speculated. "I bet her son caught hell for it later."
"Nope. She never minded me being there. I could come over anytime I wanted. Till I dumped him. He was a loser, trust me. I barely graduated from high school. No college would take me, and it wasn't like I could pay for it anyway. Mom and Dad figured I was ready to join the real world and stop being a drain on them. So I got a job waitressing. Then I lost it because I was an unreliable smartass who never showed up for work. That was the beginning of my homelessness career. It wasn't too bad. I would do short-term jobs from time to time, and I lived in a tent. Anyway, one day it was raining buckets and the wind was like 40 miles an hour. The tent rode off into the sunset. So now I was in a downpour and had no tent. I decided I was going to get out of the damn rain no matter what. I'd break into the first house I saw and surrender to whoever was in it. I'd be out of the rain right away. Then the cops would come take me to a nice dry cell. So that's what I did. I wasn't quiet or subtle. I bashed in the window with a garbage can, scraped the shards out of the way with the lid, then climbed in. I stumbled through the dark living room onto a couch and waited. About 10 seconds later, the lights came on. A terrified-looking man with a baseball bat stared at me from the doorway, his wife peeking out from behind him. Once they saw me, they both let out a heavy sigh of relief and went back to bed.
"Wait," he said. "What?"
"Yeah."
"That makes no sense."
"Right."
She nodded. "Did you know them from before or something?"
"Nope. First time we'd ever met. Can I continue?"